Good morning and welcome to week four of Vibrant Motherhood. We have a very exciting week this week. This is probably the week you've been waiting for, maybe. We're going to take action, right? So we've been in this process of really laying this incredible foundation, getting really solid in our appreciation for what is. You know, we can only release things that we are fully conscious that we have. You know, I heard someone recently say that you can't lose a dollar if you don't recognize that you have it in the first place, right? Like if you never knew that you had it and it went away, it wouldn't be a loss. So if there are things we're trying to lose sort of in our lives, then it's really important that we first acknowledge what we have. So appreciation is really important. And then getting really clear on what it is exactly that we'd like to be experiencing instead of our current experience. And then creating some space for that. So rather than just adding to our to-do list, I do hope you took some time to relax last week. I really enjoyed gathering with you ladies who were able to make it for our sisterhood circle. That was definitely a rejuvenating experience for me and hopefully for you as well. While we were there, you may have seen my post about this, but I wanted to make sure you know is that we made some self-care menus. And even if you weren't able to make it to the event, I encourage you to take some time and take out your art supplies, whatever you have. If you don't have any, maybe this is an opportunity to go and get some new ones just for yourself and create a little self-care menu. There's no wrong way to do this. I keep mine up in my office to remind myself of the ways that I can take care of myself when I have time, and also reminds me to schedule time for the things that I do for self-care that take more time, like going to a yoga class or going to get a massage or taking a hike, something like that that takes more time. Or if I just have 5 minutes, then I have on my list things like dance to my favorite song or just do some deep breathing or even just sitting in stillness for a little while or going out to my garden and just really looking closely at what's there. I can do that in 2 minutes. All right. So I want to just remind you about some upcoming events as we get started here with taking action, which is going to be our next step, and I will talk about that in a moment. We do have another gathering. It's our last gathering as a group, our last official gathering as a group in person, and we are going to have tea. I have some healing chai tea that I make that has all sorts of healing and rejuvenating herbs in it, and there's no caffeine in there. There's no black tea, and then I will bring some coconut milk if you'd like to incorporate that, and some kind of little snack to go with it. And the purpose of this is really just to gather and reflect on how it's been and what's coming next as we complete our experience together. Crazily, we have this week and next week, we're kind of over that middle hill, so we're coming to a conclusion on this, and just gathering for tea is going to be a great way to check in and see how it's been going and see what your next steps are going to be, and I hope, I really encourage you that one of your next steps is to take advantage of the one-on-one session with me that comes with Vibrant Motherhood. So this is no extra charge to you. I will be sending an email. In fact, I think the email that you got today should have a link in it to my calendar, and I will be including that in future emails, of course, as well on our Facebook group. So you can go in directly on my calendar and schedule your one-on-one session. It will say Vibrant Motherhood. Choose that option. the date and time that works for you, and then that will be by phone. So please allow 1 hour for that phone call. If you need to make it shorter, just let me know, and we will make arrangements for that. I do hope you can set aside an hour, though, so we can get the most out of that session for you. Another gathering that's coming up that I hope to see you at, and this is separate from Vibrant Motherhood, but beautiful timing for all of us, is Magical Mother's Day. You heard me mentioning this last week, so I just want to remind you that it is coming up. Mother's Day is coming up. This is a great time to request a gift. It was created really because it's exactly what I want and what my partner on this, Jen, wants. For Mother's Day, we always want, like, downtime, rejuvenation, like a break from all of the chores and responsibilities that we have as moms, right? That's the dream for Mother's Day. So I would love to see you at this event. And those of you who are sending those emails, keep them coming. And if you need to catch up, that's okay. Now's a good time to do that. But maybe that's one of your actions that you're going to take. And I really want to encourage the emails, whether or not you can come to Magical Mother's Day, because writing out your experience is going to be a great way to be able to go back and reflect on your experience. It helps, you know, several of you have already expressed that even as you're writing the emails, ahas are coming to you. Taking that time to write down your thoughts is very powerful. So keep those coming. You're welcome to send even more emails if you like. I mean, journaling is also another great way, the more that you're writing those down. But those of you who send 5 weekly emails, I'm going to be sending you a link to get a discount on Magical Mother's Day, a pretty significant discount. So we'll be looking for that. And, of course, I'll be reminding you about that as well. All right. And we do have two more calls. We're going to have our week 5 call next week. We're going to have a bonus call the week after that, which will be another great way to check in and see how things are going. All right. So that's looking ahead. But let's get back into the present moment. And, of course, my favorite way to do that is to take a nice, deep breath. So whatever it is you're doing, maybe you're listening to this while you're doing some chores or doing some other activities or poking around online, I want to invite you to just take a couple minutes of this call to set those things aside and allow yourself a couple moments to be fully present. Taking a nice deep breath in and letting that out slowly. Let's do that again. In, letting it out slowly. Okay, and you can just return your breath to its normal state, or you're welcome to take some more deep breaths. And as you're breathing, it's pretty incredible to think about how we are breathing the same oxygen as each other, as every woman on the planet, as our ancestors. There's really this connection that we have through our breath. Taking a moment to notice that, to feel into that, the power of that. That really there is this strength that you can tap into at any time. That this strength comes from within you and also from around you. And all you have to do is breathe to access it. Pretty cool. All right, and I'd like you to just remember that your breath is always with you. So as you are going about your day, it's not necessary that you set aside time to breathe. You can simply do it while you're driving, while you're cleaning, while you're eating, while you're communicating with those you love. Beautiful. Thank you. And thank you for being here. I really love this week. It's a lot of fun because we get to upgrade your life. Yeah, this is way more inviting, I believe, than, you know, fixing your life or getting rid of anything in your life, right? What I invite you to consider is that you're really now at this point, the actions that you take are going to upgrade your life. There's already, as you are aware, there's already many good things going on in your life, and now we're going to improve upon that. And it may be a little stretch to feel like that's okay to improve your life, especially if it's pretty good right now. But I invite you to consider that really it's your desires that are leading you to be who you are meant to be in the world. There's an interesting thing that happens with, I'm going to take this a little tangent here. There's an interesting thing that happens around appetite, and that is we often deny ourselves our appetite, or we disconnect from our appetite. And yes, I'm referring to our appetite for food, and this shows up in other areas of our life too, right? Like there's such a focus on dieting and restricting, and I think a lot of this reflects in our society just our disconnection. We almost like punish ourselves for having an appetite. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard women say, oh, it's so bad. You know, I've said that too. Yeah, I ate some donuts. I'm so bad. So what we want to do is shift our thinking a little bit around that and go, well, gosh, is having an appetite for something delicious and sweet, does that make you bad? No, absolutely not. As we know, there's a positive intention to every act, to every craving, to every desire. So we need sweets, right? Like we have more taste buds that sense the taste of sweet than any other flavor on our tongue. And breast milk, our very first food, is very sweet, right? They sweeten formula to mimic breast milk. So whichever one we receive, very sweet. So, you know, we want to maybe punish ourselves for having a sweet tooth, but the truth is we all have a sweet tooth. We're designed that way. There's nothing wrong with that. So what we get to do this week is we get to take that information and say, yeah, I'm so glad that I have this appetite, that I have this desire for food, for particular flavors, for sweet flavors. And now I get to upgrade what those are so that I can feel really nourished rather than cranky or tired or bloated, right? Like, which is not a good reward. So we'll be getting into some specific examples here in a moment about how to upgrade your life. But before we get to that, I would love for you to brainstorm your own ideas first. I'm going to give you lots of suggestions, but I think it's best if they come from you. So let's try to access those first. And I have a couple of guidelines around that that I hope will help you determine what are some good actions to take this week. So I encourage you to take three. There's a handout also. You do not have to write this down. everything I'm about to outline for you is on your handout. Relief. If you want to take notes, though, that's fine. Just so you know, you don't have to. All right, so I like to think about the three D's as I am deciding on an action that I'm going to take. And the first one is that it needs to be doable. So this is the first D, is doable. So I think a mistake we often make is that we go for, like, the big thing, right? We want to go for gold, like, right away. And when we don't hit it, then we feel guilty and we blame ourselves and, you know, we have this idea of perfection for ourselves that we can't really reach. So what if instead we stretched ourselves? The stretch feels good. It's like kind of opens you up. So for sure, you want to have big goals. I'm not opposed to big upgrades to your life. And no change is too small. So the idea here is to take that big picture idea. If you have something big you'd like to change, what are some smaller steps that you can take right now this week that are doable, that are practical, that will work for you, that you could imagine yourself doing and continuing to do for, say, the next few months, the next 6 months, the next year? You know, what is something that's really doable for you? All right, the next D is desirable. You have to want to do it, okay? I'm laughing because I was recently working with a coach who is really into physical fitness. He's like a martial artist, and he works out. I think he works out every day. He's a really buff, big guy. And I was having this conversation with him, and we are doing this training program together, and we are doing some practice kind of coaching for each other. And I was like so scared to tell him that I don't really like to exercise because I thought he is just not even, he's going to just not even respect me anymore if I admit this, right? But I realized, like, this is actually an opportunity for me to get some input from someone who's really in the field, who is a fitness trainer, who maybe has some insight for me. So I told him, look, I want to be strong and I want to be agile and I really resist exercise. So I'd love your input on this. And he's so great. He made me feel very comfortable about that. And it was awesome because then he asked me some questions to really get at, like, what is it, you know, instead of saying, like, oh, you should be working out this many days a week, you know. Let's throw away the should, because we really want to do things that are desirable for us. So getting to that source of, like, what is it about working out that may benefit me, such as being strong and being able to, you know, lift and carry my children if I need to, you know, not having to ask for help all the time to move around heavy things around the yard or something like that. So, or being able to run away from something if I need to, like if I'm getting chased by a dog, I want to be able to run, that kind of thing. So getting to the, like, what is it that I really desire has really helped me. And I'm proud to say that I have been doing, I'm easing into it, but I have been doing a little bit of physical exercise every day since I talked to him. So the point of that is just to say, get in touch with what you really want. And hopefully in week 2, you did that. All right, the third D is detailed. Detailed. The clearer you are with what you're adding into your life and when, the more likely you will be to implement it. Going back to my example, my recent example, I at first, you know, I've tried different exercise programs and I'm kind of loose about it, or I'm not really super clear on how much I'm going to be doing or whatever. So this coach invited me to start out with just 5 minutes, 5 minutes, high impact, 4 days a week. So that to me sounds doable, desirable, because it's going to help me get what I want. And it's detailed, right? It's very specific, like set a timer, here's what you're going to be doing. And he gave me a list of exercises to do. So I'd like to give you a moment right now to brainstorm some things that you are going to implement this week. And I also invite you to, by the end of this call, you should be clear on what those are, what those three things you will do, and when exactly you're going to start them. And I invite you, strongly encourage you, to post your three on the Facebook page, because this is a great way to get accountability, to really make sure that you take this action. It's very easy to brush aside what we're doing, right? Because there's a lot of other demands on our time and attention. So let's support each other in really implementing these upgrades to our lives this week. So while you're pondering which ways, and maybe right away, like, boom, you just know, here are the things I know that I need to do. These are the desirable things I want to add into my life. Or take away. Maybe the upgrade is, like, to not do something anymore. I want to give you some categories of things just to kind of help open your mind to some different ideas. Again, this is all in your handout, so you don't need to write down these ideas. I do encourage you to write down the things that you want to do, or you can circle or highlight the ones that you like later, or if you have in front of you now, great. You don't, that's fine too. All right, so in terms of food, you may want to upgrade something like replace a beverage with water every day. Oh, water. Water is so important. And it's so simple. Right, but it's so easy to not drink enough water, especially if you're in the desert, but really anywhere. So making sure that we're drinking enough water. So a very specific task might be, okay, one other beverage that you have today, try drinking a glass of water instead. Or adding in an extra glass of water if you're not, if you sense that you're not getting enough. And just to address a question I get a lot is like, well, how much water should I be drinking? And there's different suggestions around that. Like, is it 64 ounces? Is it, you know, some mathematical equation with your weight or something like that? But I actually encourage you to go for how you feel as a good gauge, because it's going to vary from day to day, right? Like some days it's hotter, some days you're more active. When you're sick, you need a lot more water. So it's going to vary. Like there's no standard for everybody all the time. I know it would be simple if there was, but there isn't. So just do some experimenting. A good indicator that you're hydrated is that you do have to use the restroom fairly regularly. And if you're just starting to drink more water, you may find that you have to pee quite a lot. Do not worry. It will not always be that way. Your body will adjust, and you'll find a better rhythm that doesn't have you running to the bathroom all the time. And when you pee, it should be a nice light, clearish, a little bit yellow, but not, you know, dark yellow is a sign that you're not getting enough water. Or if it's bright yellow, it may be that you're taking some vitamins that you're not absorbing quite as well as you might. All right. Another idea for food is to add a serving of dark leafy greens to one meal each day, or to start buying one grocery item that's organic that you usually buy conventional. I'm sure you could add many more to this list. In terms of physical activity, maybe this is the week that you sign up for a class that sounds fun, like some kind of dance class or yoga or tennis. Or you might try just being as physically active as your kids are for 15 minutes. There's a good workout, depending on your children. Or just dance. Like I said, one of the things I like to do is to take a break from working is just to put on my favorite music and dance around. Really rejuvenating. Definitely improves my experience. And with each of these things, that's a great question to ask yourself. Is this going to improve my experience of life? And if the answer is yes, then go for it. All right, in terms of relationships, you might write that note of gratitude to someone in your life. And if you did write a note of gratitude, awesome work. You may want to write another one. Or spend extra time with family and friends who reflect your best self. You know, those people that really help you feel like, yeah, I'm cool. Like, spend a little more time with those people than maybe the people that make you feel awkward or dumb. What if you said no to someone and stuck with it? That sounds powerful. In terms of your body and loving your body more, maybe you dress up and do your hair one day this week, just for no reason, just for yourself. Or take a long bath and appreciate each of your body parts for all that she does for you if you wash her. Or maybe you get a new outfit just for fun. I find a lot of great things at thrift stores. That doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Or maybe it's time to get something new and spend a little more. In terms of your career or your work in the world, what if you take a class that excites you? There's lots of community classes through the city, through community colleges. There's so much available around here. Why not sample a class? Or seek out a project that interests you. Or connect with someone who does what you'd like to do. In terms of spirituality, a few ideas are to set time aside each day for stillness, whether that's prayer, meditation, yoga. That's something that I've been doing, and it's become a daily practice, which has been really awesome. And I actually just added in my 5-minute workout is now part of my morning routine. So I drop the kids off. I start with that 5 minutes of I do sit-ups, push-ups, rolls, and then after that, I listen to a guided meditation. I do some yoga during part of the guided meditation, and then I sit laid out in Shavasana for the other part. It's like that release, that letting go of laying fully down. And that whole period of time probably takes me 20, 25 minutes. And it does amazing things for me all day. So whatever that is for you, whatever time you're able to set aside for that, I highly encourage that. You could also read a book or article that inspires you instead of watching the news tonight. Say grace or give thanks before you begin eating. This is one we do in our family. It makes such a difference. I, as an aside, in this training that I refer to that I'm taking right now, we've been talking a lot about mindful eating and digestion and the science of how that works. And it's pretty incredible the things that affect our digestion, right? Like when we're in a stress response, we're not really digesting. But when we are in a relaxed response, we're really getting the most out of our food. We did a little sampling of this on Sunday. For those of you who are there, you probably remember this. But I encourage you to try this out. This may be something to add to your list, which is to take that first bite of food, or any bite. It doesn't have to be the first one, but take a bite or perhaps three bites during your next meal and really take your time with them. So take a nice breath. Look at your bite of food. Smell it. You know, really investigate it. Touch it to your lips. And then put it in your mouth and see how many times you can chew it. How many different flavors are in there. Really just enjoy it fully. There's actually a diet plan out there. Don't remember off the top of my head what it's called. Studied so many dietary theories, over 100 of them. But there is one that actually, I have a colleague who went on it and he lost a bunch of weight. And it's where you eat whatever you want, but there's guidelines around you have to eat super mindfully. Like you have to be fully present. Your whole being has to be fully present for that food. And it changes. It changes the actual physiology and dynamic of that digestion process. It's pretty incredible. So that's a fun thing to experiment with, is like how much investigate, like how many of my senses can I bring into this bite of food? Really good for metabolism too. So even if you're going to eat junk food, if you eat it mindfully, it will not impact you so badly. So. All right. And then in terms of language, this is really powerful, just the way that we speak. I recently started doing this, which is noticing where I'm speaking aloud something negative and where is an opportunity for me to instead speak positively about that. So one example of this is I noticed that, you know, I forget things. We all do, right? And whenever I would notice that I had forgotten something, and the classic one is, like, every time I go on a trip, I forget something. I mean, inevitably, I forget something. Like, often it's my toothbrush, which is cool. It's an easy fix, right? I always hope the thing I forget is something easy to replace. I had a good friend who actually forgot her clothing on a trip we were on. And it all worked out. It was actually an opportunity for her to get some new clothing, so cool. But, you know. Something about, yeah, just trying to think about all the things you need to pack. Like, usually something gets forgotten. So, anyway, so I've noticed in my life, like I was saying, oh, I forgot. And it came with this charge of, like, oh, I'm such a bad person. Like, how could I forget that? Like, oh, you know, there's sort of this punishment that comes with it. It's not just a simple, like, statement of fact, right? This loaded language. I forgot. Oh. So instead, I've been experimenting with saying, oh, I just remembered, which is true, because if I completely forgot, it wouldn't even be in my mind, right? So it's at the moment that I remember that I'm actually saying I forgot, which is not true anymore. I just remembered. And that feels much better, much more empowering to have remembered something. Another quick example of language is using and instead of but. So, for example, I love you, but I'm upset with you right now. Versus, I love you and I'm upset with you right now. So just noticing, like, there's a little shift that happens because the word but kind of dismisses the thing that came before. It negates it. When we say and, it includes it. It's like it's an add-on rather than a subtraction. So just notice, like, where you're saying but. Like, the classic thing is, like, no offense, but. And then the thing you're going to say is offensive, right? Always. So I don't know why people say that. Anyway, like, let me have permission to offend you right now. So anyway, looking at where you can switch up language so that it's more empowering, so it's more positive. You can also bring this into names for yourself. So I had a client who started addressing herself as Sweetie instead of more negative, colorful names that she previously had for herself. We all have this, like, negative voice, right? It pops up. So she started just in her own mind referring to herself as Sweetie, and it really just opened up a lot for her. There was this compassion in places there hadn't been before. There was this endearment that comes with Sweetie. And also when you're communicating with other people, giving compliments. You know, it's so, like, I feel like every day I notice something that's really nice about someone just out in the world or someone I'm interacting with. Like, I notice something nice, and I often forget to mention it. And then when I remember, then I can say something to them, like, oh, I really appreciated this about you. I was noticing those earrings that you're wearing, you know, something like that. So experimenting with language. Beautiful. So those were a lot of ideas. You certainly do not need to do them all. Please do not. Because remember, we want this to be doable, desirable, and detailed. And this should be uniquely for you. So please share it on the Facebook group, what it is that you are going to upgrade this week, and stick it on your calendar also. I encourage that, depending on your calendar. I'm very reliant on my phone calendar. It gives me little dings and reminds me to do things. So that has been a really helpful tool, though, in terms of I'm putting in each day I have something in my calendar that's just for me, that's rejuvenating self-care for me, because I want to have a great experience of life, and I know that you do too. So it's important to make this priority. And if anyone, I think a lot of you were not able to make it live, but I do want to just invite you, if you're listening online, you can type in your upgrades that you're going to make on your computer screen in the little box, or if you're on the phone, you can press star 2 to share. I'd love to hear what came up for you today, what upgrades you feel ready to make. And while you're pondering, just the few of you that are here live, while you're pondering that, I want to just recap our action items for this week. One is to upgrade your life in 3 ways. Again, simple and small is good. And to send me an email, again with the emails. It's important. I want to hear from you. What did you enjoy? What did you resist? What did you learn about yourself? You are doing great. Great, great, great. I really appreciate you showing up today and sharing on Facebook, sharing with me in those emails. And we'll be talking about this more next week as we discuss sustaining these new habits, right? Because it's all well and good to kind of add in some upgrades, but what does that mean for the long run? And we will be definitely addressing that on our one-on-one sessions. That'll be a great time to set up success for the future. And we'll also be talking about this more next week, but I do want to just give you the little preview that this process that we're going through right now, I see it as a spiral. So we're going to be, you know, if it works for you, if it feels like the right method, and it is, it's one that works for me, is to go through this again and again and again. And each time you're spiraling in and up toward a better and better existence, a better experience of life. So thank you again for being here today. I can't wait to hear how you're going to be upgrading, what you're going to be adding in. It's going to improve your life experience. Please do share that on Facebook or share it in an email if you don't want to share it as publicly, although we're a pretty small group. So, all right, beautiful. And I just want to end really quickly here with I did pick a card. I'm all into my Earth Magic cards. It's also part of my morning routine. I did pick a card for us today, and I think it's such a good one. We did some picking of cards at our gathering on Sunday, so one of you ladies did get this one there, so this will be familiar for you, which is waterfall, which is effortless. Effortless. So it's this picture of a waterfall, and you can imagine that water naturally flows, and especially you can see how it just naturally goes in a waterfall. I'm going to skip right to the kind of tips. And it says here, you've come to the edge of your comfort zone and find yourself fighting to resist moving past that perceived precipice of who you are, how you can be, or what you can do. Spirit is asking you to step beyond the edge and allow yourself to do so with ease rather than struggle. Yes, at times physical exertion is necessary, but when performed with fluidity and grace, even when the task seems daunting, you'll find that the movement moves you effortlessly. Approach the present situation or relationship with awareness and grace. Do not try to make it effortless. That just creates more strain. The key word here is to allow. This is not a time to fight, but to surrender to the will of spirit, even if you are being asked let go completely and tumble into the brink of creation itself. You will find the waters there to be ultimately still and calm. Keep your focus on your solar plexus and your breath, breathing through any tension. Relaxing and yielding to the movement that is occurring at any given moment makes your life effortless. So here's to allowing and having an effortless day. Thank you so much for being here. Have a beautiful day, everyone. Thank you.